Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 1st, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Luminaries, Quen 3 Strengths, Duolingo Shift, AI Heart Risk. AI Luminaries. From May 21st to 23rd, the inaugural GITEX Europe Tech Fair will illuminate Berlin. Geoffrey Hinton, a Nobel laureate and pioneering figure in AI, is set to delve into the existential risks of agent-based AI technologies. Speculation suggests OpenAI's chief, Sam Altman, may attend. Security experts will explore AI's impact on cybersecurity and international defense. The event will also spotlight the fintech ecosystem and host the GITEX Quantum Expo, promoting groundbreaking research and global collaborations. Industry giants like AWS, IBM, and NVIDIA will join innovative startups, with over 30 unicorns present. Organizers aim for GITEX Europe to facilitate meaningful discussions, bridging new investors and businesses. Quen 3 Strengths. Alibaba's latest AI model, Quen 3, has made a significant leap in performance compared to its predecessor, Quen 2.5, outshining some competitors in certain areas. Released on April 28, 2025, Quen 3 is now widely available after intermittent appearances on platforms like Hugging Face and ModelScope. This new version comes in various sizes, from 600 million to 235 billion parameters. Unlike Llama 4, Alibaba didn't use the mixture of experts approach for the smaller models. Interestingly, Quen 3's larger models are available as mixture of experts models, which utilize only a fraction of their parameters for each computation. Additionally, all Quen 3 models support reasoning with the enable thinking parameter, allowing dynamic use as either a reasoning or traditional language model. Duolingo Shift. Duolingo has announced a comprehensive transformation to become an AI-first company. This shift involves using generative AI to create content and automate internal processes, which may impact contractor positions. The use of AI will now play a role in performance evaluations and hiring criteria, prompting a fundamental realignment of departments. CEO Luis von Ahn emphasizes that the goal is not to replace employees with AI but to reduce repetitive tasks. This move underlines the strategic integration of AI into Duolingo's operations, aiming to enhance efficiency and innovation across the company. AI Heart Risk. Researchers from Edith Cowan University and the University of Manitoba have developed an automated program that can identify cardiovascular issues and fall risks from routine bone density scans. This innovation simplifies the detection of serious health problems before they become life-threatening. The program analyzes vertebral fracture assessment images, often part of osteoporosis treatment plans, to assess abdominal aortic calcification. Remarkably, this algorithm can process thousands of images in under a minute, unlike human experts who require several minutes per scan. In research, it was found that 58% of older adults had significant calcification, with 1 in 4 unaware of their risk. The program also predicts fall-related risks, emphasizing the importance of vascular health and falls prevention. Validation in larger populations and integration into clinical workflows are necessary steps before widespread use. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.